Thank you for holding. Is it Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a very busy day today. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No, I kind of know a little bit about how it works, but I know it's like when somebody searches a name, they'll show mine in the area. Is that how it works, searches for fencing?
Exactly. When you actually do that search on Google, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three top recommended guys right next to the map there.
Okay.
So you'll be one of those guys. That's why we're reaching out to you today. We're a premier Google partner, so when a position opens up, they'll typically give us a list of the guys that they feel could be qualified candidates. And then my representatives like Tara and I, we just go down the list until we find the person that wants to fill that spot, or the business owner, I should say. Okay. Once we fill that listing, we're closing out the entire category for fencing. So we actually won't be allowed to work with any other fencing companies in this area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously you could see the value of being listed on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tara says she thinks it'd be a good fit. She said you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah, I got on there, and I have another company, Backyard Flow, who I just hired. This is my first month trying them. So,
what do they do?
They do like Facebook ads and stuff like Facebook, Instagram, and then they're basically running my Facebook page right now.
It's like social media marketing.
Yeah, social media marketing, correct.
Got it. Okay, because one of our packages does come with Facebook advertising, but if they already got that handled, then that would actually make things a lot more affordable for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see what I could do. You already have your own website too, right?
Yeah, I got a Facebook page. I don't actually have a web page yet. I was telling her, I've been doing this fencing business for a little over 10 years now, and I've had a contract with Lowe's the entire time. Well, Lowe's just 2 weeks ago called me and said, hey, February 3rd, we're no longer installing fences. They fired all the salesmen, fired all the install sales teams, there were five of us contractors in the area, and all of us are gone. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they're no longer doing fences. So that I didn't have to chase down leads or anything because they had salespeople that did that. But basically what they would do is go out and look at the job, send me a drawing, and I'd send a material list and a price to build it, and that's who'll build it.
Gotcha. I wonder if they're losing clients to Google Verified, because Google Verified finds you a trusted contractor. If you just go on Google and type in fencing, they're above the guys that we're talking about listing you now. It'll say like sponsored. And what the Google Verified is, it used to be called Google Guarantee, but they verify the contractor to the homeowner, so the homeowner knows the guy that they're getting is like not a felon, licensed, insured, you know, fully legitimate. And then we pass them off or hand them off to you live with the customer on the line, so we kind of match them up with the contractor that fits their project. But that one's
okay.
Pay-per-lead. It looks like you're doing Home Advisor's pay-per-lead, but the difference is with Google, customers call you live, and the leads aren't going to three or four other guys like they would with Home Advisor by Angie. So you're not really competing with those. They're exclusive to you.
So far, the Angie I've had, it's been hit or miss. I've had like five leads come in, and only two people have responded to calls or texts.
Yeah, it's because they sell the lead to like three or four people. So, you know, if you're not the first guy to get a hold of them, then you kind of, your chances of getting them are slim.
Yeah.
Well, everything we do is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. If you wanted to do Google Guarantee, wait a minute. I don't see a Google business profile for you, so I don't think we can even do that yet. You're not Google verified, huh?
I can do that though. I've just seen that I should. I was reading online that I need to get on there and do that.
Yeah.
So I got to get on there and do that. What the problem was, like I said, I never had to advertise. And I've had this business. I would do word of mouth stuff here and there, but most of it was all primarily Lowe's.
Okay. Yeah, you don't even have a verified GVP. So I think, we would have to maybe do Google verified, like, the program, the pay-per-lead program, maybe in the future. You know, it'd have to be like 2 months down the line, because you have to have a verified profile and at least five reviews for that one. So I shouldn't even brought that up. He can't even get it, give it to you. The Google Places placement, though, the top three local guys there that we were originally calling about, since you already have Facebook, you know, you'd just be looking at $199 on a month-to-month basis without any kind of long-term contract for the SEO. But the SEO, they usually want you to commit to 90 days, even though it's month-to-month. It's like a verbal commitment that they want from you. And then, you know, you usually don't see results until like the second month. The first month is just going through your Google verification and then building all the content and the profiles, attaching your website, and then doing the SEO or search engine optimization. The AI system for SEO, it's a biweekly reading, so it usually has to go through Google's algorithm twice before you actually start seeing results from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I try to create a profile stuff and then call you guys back and after I do that, or how does that work?
Well, no, because if you already have the profile and then you call us but there's not a position available for fencing in your area, then it's not going to work, you know?
Okay.
The profile is just viewable for people who look up your name, not for people who look up fencing. But what we would be doing, if you come on board with us at $199 month-to-month, we're a Google partner, so we'll express you through your Google verification, get the Google business profile up and running for you. That way we can go ahead and place it and get you in a position to start getting leads off of Google.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to be really transparent. Like, the first month, you're probably not going to see anything as far as, like, a lead is concerned. It'd more be like an investment to, you know, start off March on the right foot.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Okay. So let me create the profile for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use the number that we're on right now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me go ahead and create it for you. 618-802-0303.
That's it.
Okay. And then a part of the Google verification, Chris, is they're going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And there's a little five-digit note or a code on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
You can actually – it probably – just send it to 2618 Sheridan. That's my business address.
Sheridan. Okay. Give me one.
I'm never there anymore. My son stays there, but I'm never there anymore, but I still get
them. I can hide it. I mean, you're going to them. They're never coming to you, right?
Yeah. You can put it down there. It don't really matter. I don't care that it's on there. But
okay. It's not really for them to get, like, turn-by-turn directions to you anyway. Like, the kind of work you do, I would prefer you just hide it.
Okay.
Just, there's no reason for them to go there, right? It's just for us to verify you and get the pins.
Correct.
If you're saying you got kids there too, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go.
My son's 19, but he pretty much stays there.
He can handle it. No, I'm just kidding.
he's 6'3" and he's been in Muay Thai for like 5 years now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Kick you right in the head. That's awesome.
He's not a little kid at all. He's a big boy. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for that day. My son's only 4.5, but I've had him in jiu-jitsu for the last 8 months already. He's doing pretty good.
Oh, keep him in it, man. I put my stepson in wrestling when he was like 5 years old, 6 years old, and then he did that for just a little few months, and he kind of didn't want to do it no more. And then, like, when he turned like 9, he didn't really have many friends, and I was like, put him in wrestling, and now that's what he does. He's in jiu-jitsu now. He just started jiu-jitsu. He did a jiu-jitsu tournament just a few months ago.
Yeah, I noticed that. All my son's friends are Brazilian, too. I noticed that. Like, there's a lot of actual Brazilian kids there. Because we're in Southern California. You get people from, like, all over out here. And, like, half of his buddies, they speak Portuguese, too. It's kind of weird.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Like, it's called Praia.
I'd like to learn how to do three languages. He ended up getting a college scholarship and all for wrestling, so it was worth it.
Yeah.
Now when he goes to jiu-jitsu, he rolls really good with like some of the like brown belts in jiu-jitsu. He can whoop them because of all the years of wrestling experience.
Yeah, that definitely comes in handy. It's very similar.
Yeah.
My son just pretty much the first 6 months was all just like the basic takedowns, mounting, and then learning how to fall down properly. And they just moved him up to a yellow belt, though. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's tiny.
Well, you know, it's a good thing to have for them, for kids, especially that age. They soak it up really good.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence too. He got into a fight with a kid at Chuck E. Cheese, and he looked at me, and I was like, "Hey, man, you know, you handle it. That's on you. I'm not gonna get in there and smack this kid." And he was like, "Okay," and he just turned, took him down by the knees, and just started smacking him in the face. I was like, "Okay, there you go." The parents came over, like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I told him to defend himself. Your son hit him first."
As my son did that, I told him, "You'll never be in trouble if you're defending yourself, or if you're sticking up for like a friend or something like that. You're not going to get in trouble for it." Well, some kid, and he was like, I don't know, he was only in Muay Thai like a year and a half. Some kid punched one of his friends, some bully kid. The kid had just been suspended and came back and was on his last leg at the school, and he come up and hit one of my son's friends. My son picked him up and slammed him on the ground and hit him. He said, "Dad, I only hit him a couple times." I said, "What kind of trouble should you be in?" He's like, "I shouldn't be, because you told me as long as I was standing up for myself or somebody."
Yeah, self-defense. That's what I tell my wife. I'm like, "I'll act mad in the principal's office, but probably take him to get ice cream afterwards."
That's a bad thing, I think. Right.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm like, "I'm on your side even when you're wrong," but I don't want him to, like, I don't want to openly say that to him. You know what I mean? Because then but in the back of my mind, I'm like, even if you're wrong, I got you, and then we'll hash it out later.
100%.
All right, is Chris short for Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's your email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing so you can write this off as a business expense.
Okay, it's my email is chris.smay13@gmail.com.
And you're operating licensed or unlicensed?
Licensed.
Okay, good. Good. That'll make it easy for Google verification, and if you want to do Google verified paper lead later. Okay. You carry insurance as well?
Yeah.
You have at least $250K?
Yeah, it's like $1 million right now. So that's what I had to have with loans, but I'm probably going to lower it back down to $250K because I don't have to require me to have that anymore. But
yeah, that's the minimum. Google wants at least the minimum if you do Google verified later.
Yeah, I got $1 million right now is what I got.
Okay, it should be fine. Address is hidden. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
It really don't matter. I don't sleep much. So <it's going nice. laughs>
All right, I'll leave it 24/7. If you want to change it, I'll text you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be a team that's going to help me, though, so I won't be the only person you talk to, but I'll send that over. If you ever want to change your hours, just let me know. I could swap it out for you. And then can you send in your logo to us?
Yeah.
For the website?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right. So here comes the number. And I'll send you the email address for the logo. That way it doesn't get pixelated. Okay. Submit. Okay. All right. Should have those two coming through. And then, boom, boom, boom. Sensing. Send out verification letter today. Please inform client may take 3 to 5 days for Google verification letter to arrive in the mail. Okay. Or we can bypass it with let me just send in the form so you can do it digitally and we can do video verification. You said you're never really at that address anyway, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. There's a digital form I could send over to Daniel here. It'll come to your email as well. You could just fill that out, and we could do video verification that way. You'll have to rely on getting that letter in the mail. It's a little bit quicker if we do it this way, too.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and save. Purchase domain name. Should have Smay Fencing available. Was it the one you had previously, or did you ever have a website previously?
No. I never have. I've always had my Facebook page, and I never had to do any advertising. So this is all,
it's a bummer.
All new to me.
That's kind of the downside to the way things are moving right now with the online marketing and advertising. Home Depot and Lowe's are kind of getting killed. And a lot of it has to do with like the immigration stuff though too, because Lowe's and Home Depot were operating a lot of, you know, unlicensed, unverified contractors. So they get a guy from outside the Home Depot kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that's kind of part of the crackdown. They're getting shot in the foot, but the Google verification, you know, they're not going to be able to have the proper paperwork via Google verified if they don't have legal status. So it's kind of a pain in the butt, but you could still go swoop them up. I have some guys that still pick those guys up to help them out from time to time.
There's a few times I wish I could have found some guys like that. We don't really have that here like you guys, but you say you're out in California.
Yeah, it's bad out here.
We don't really have that here. We don't really have anybody standing around wanting to work. That's the hardest thing I got is like finding people. And that's one of the guys that I got.
Yeah.
I've been trying to take care. I try to take care of them. And with this whole contract thing, it's been like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose them all.
No,
so I
gotta
keep busy.
Yeah, we'll keep them busy. We can bring clients in. You're in a good area, actually. It covers up to a 40-mile radius with the local listing. But the major benefit with that Google Verified Paper Lead program, if you want to go further, we'll have more ground to cover, and obviously that's going to bring in more opportunities each month. So I'm thinking it's something we're going to start small, get all this stuff going, and then in the future get you Google Verified and start sending leads over manually that way, just with the live call. Just hand them off to you. But you got to be open to going further. Otherwise, I mean, you're pretty much just covering the same search.
Oh, I'm definitely open to moving further for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a big contract that I lost. Well, we all lost it. It wasn't just me. It was everybody that was a contractor. We're all gone. I don't understand how a company can be like that. I mean, I've been there, like I said, for a long time.
At some point, the business owner is kind of cut and run. I mean, God forbid you ever get to the point where you understand them. You know, but when things get to a certain point, it's like, hey, I could stop the bleeding and just end it right now, or, you know, try to fight through it. And sometimes guys just pull the plug.
I do have a question for you, though. What about if, as I'm planning on, my sister moved to Florida. Say I decide to, I'm going to move my business, keep this business here, and start another one down there. Is that something that's possible?
Yeah, under the same name?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll just be a second location. So it would have to have a separate account. So it'll be a whole different SEO program, like its own $199, and then doing the optimization for that area. But absolutely.
That's kind of one thing I'm looking into is like doing all these different advertisement options, and which one's actually going to be effective and work. So when I do go, I can kind of jump right in down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 33. About 10 years ago, I actually signed up 1,500 extra storage locations throughout the United States.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize the guy that I was talking to was the CEO for all of them. So when he said, yeah, I want to do it for every location. So I pretty much every time a spot opened up, I would end up calling them, sign it up, call them, sign it up. Spent the whole year just signing up locations with that guy.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it was awesome for me. I mean, I made a ton of money that year, but it was just it was a learning experience to learn how to be able to do that without the AI kind of. If you have the same name, address, or phone number, it's supposed to be smart, but it's stupid. Like it like suspends listings, and then you got to manually get in there and fix it. So it was kind of a headache, and still even today, it's like a never-ending process. I'll probably do like 4 or 5 of them every morning when I come in.
Dang.
Yeah, it's just the AI portion of it. It's supposed to be intelligent, but it's not. You should call it AD, artificial.
I've been playing with artificial or AI making videos. You'll tell it to make a video, and it'll make something that isn't completely different than what you just told it to make.
Yeah, make movies and stuff. But when it comes to the system, it just kind of like reads it word for word. And it's like the chances of people having the same business name somewhere else, that happens a lot with Google. It'll be a guy in Florida and a guy in Texas. And it's like, verify that these are not the same business. And I'm like, obviously, I guess not obviously, but based on what you were just saying about opening a location. But I got to manually get in there and fix it. Long story short. Okay, so I got your profile created. We do need to schedule a client interview. The client interview is where we'll go over like the areas you target, the keywords you're listed for. So fencing would be one of them. We list you for 15 different ones at a time, so we're going to want to nail that down and then get an idea on what you envision your website looking like so we could start at least getting the rough draft going ASAP.
Okay.
Typically, this call takes like 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What do you think would be the best time for you?
I'm pretty open right now. We got a foot of snow here right now.
Oh, shoot. Well, these guys are wrapped up for today as far as client interviews are done because it's a separate department that does that. And your verification has to be there. And then this form that I'm going to send you has to be signed, too, before they do that. So it has to be for tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Tomorrow, anytime, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about – I forgot about that storm.
What is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
I have an appointment at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock tomorrow to look at
the census. Oh, that's way in the afternoon. How about let's do – how about 10 a.m.?
Okay. That's fine. That works.
Okay. All right. I'll schedule a calendar invite. I'll send that over to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before. It's an automated reminder. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $199?
I got a card here, American Express.
Okay. Amex. They do tell me to ask for a different payment method just because Amex charges us a little extra, but
okay.
if you don't have a different one, I can still take the Amex. They just tell me to ask.
I do have another one, but I prefer to use the Amex because I got, like I said, I use that pretty much as my business card.
Okay. All right, let's do Amex, and then it's American Express. User asks to verify the verbal commitment from. Okay, so it's asking me to attain a verbal commitment from you to try this for 90 days since it's a discounted campaign and we're using the Amex.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I love Amex because it's always on my side, but for the business side of it, receiving end, it's they take
horrible,
a risk
huh?
there.
I got other cards that are in just my name, but this was my business name and my name, so I kind of like.
Let's do that. It's easier to write off later too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do this. Boom, boom. All right, I'm ready for you. Should be 15 digits on the front.
Yes, 3792.
3915.
3915. 1361.
000.
Okay, expiration month and year. Hang on a second. I'm just
walked in the shade. 0529. And then 3-digit code on the back.
574.
74. Oh, it's actually a 4-digit code on the front.
Four digit code on the front.
Yeah, it says American Express would be 15 digits on the front and then 4-digit security code.
5173.
Okay. Yeah, it was telling me verify 4-digit security code for American Express. It changed. Okay. And then
digit code on the back too. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's odd. Okay, let me see here. Verify security question. Okay. So as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third parties unrelated to our company or Google. This might be like Yelp or Yellow Pages. We do give you these directories at no additional cost. So we do want you to avoid duplicating those or let us know before you add anything additional just so we can avoid duplicates or you exhausting expenses on things that might not be beneficial. In the business, basically wasting money. So we also have a security question in place so you can verify that calls are coming from our company and not from a third party. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Chris?
Hunter.
All right. Verify answer. Hunter. Okay, answers match, save. All right, and it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 26, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our local SEO, Google Places placement. We're also going to include the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. We do ask that you commit to 90 days. If you do cancel the agreement prior to 90 days, there will be an early termination fee. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so let me go ahead and do this. And then if you ever want to upgrade, like I said, let us know. I feel like the guaranteed leads are going to get you the most bang for your buck. Sometimes with these ones, people can contact you, and they might just want a quote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of have
That's kind of what that other – that's kind of what that other company is doing now, but they kind of like – I don't know. How much is your guys a month for that, for the guaranteed lead thing?
Let me hold up. So GV. Let me go here.
The way they do it on their end is you click on the advertisement and you say, hey, what kind of fence you want, and then they call the customer, talk to the customer, and then send me pictures and leads and address. That's how they do it. I don't know how you guys do it.
No, we do it with customer on the line.
Yeah.
I'm really familiar with Home Advisor by Angie's. They used to just be Service Magic way back in the day.
I remember that. My buddy had that for his tree company, and it was like $50 or $25 per lead, and he would just get bombarded with leads that were junk.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. Those guys, yeah, again, like if you look up Home Advisor or FTC versus Home Advisor, they actually got shut down. That's why, or they were Service Magic, and then they got shut down, rebranded as Home Advisor. Then Angie's List filed for bankruptcy. They acquired Angie's and everybody listed that was on Angie's List. So now it's like Home Advisor by Angie's, and they sell the same leads on both of those sites. So they might like put their ad on Google. You'll see one on the first page underneath where we list you. It'll say like 10 best fencing contractors. And then if they click on that, they have to fill out a form, and then they'll sell that information to you guys. That's what they're sending over to you to call them back. And then they charge you the lead fee, but you know the lead goes to like three or four guys on that list, and then they'll also sell it on Angie's. So it's like you got a super saturated lead. If you're not the first guy to get it or have like the best rate, you're basically paying a lead fee for nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of leery about them so far. Like I said, I've had like five come in and only two people have actually spoken back to me. The other people you call right away and they don't even answer.
Right. Well, how Google differs with these guaranteed leads is the leads are handed off to you live with the customer on the line, and we pre-screened them based on your specifications. So if you're like, hey, I only take these kind of jobs or I only go in this area, we'll already have that down, and we try to, like, match them, basically, with the ideal customer. And so that way by the time they call you, it's not a question of if they have a job or if they're serious about getting something done. You know, we already verified all that stuff. It's more so like a scheduling issue and if you want to take it on.
Well, that sounds kind of like the company that I'm doing, that Backyard Flow. They reach out to the customer, speak to the customer, say if they're legitimately
right.
On the fence or they're just kicking tires.
Yeah, they'll be doing it on Facebook, though. We'll do it on Google, right? So for this, I got the quote here from the Google headquarters. So there's no license required. 250K in general liability, which I think you said you already had a million. The estimated cost per lead ranges from $30 to $44. They would ask you for a 13 lead activation budget. So the activation budget would be $572 if you take the 44 times 13. And what they'll do is they'll guarantee you at least 13 leads for that $572.
Okay.
Okay, but you'd have to pass a background check, so you wouldn't have to pay anything like that now. If you want to do both of them, I could do $199 to cover your local listing month to month with the website, and then I'll only charge you $100. It's usually $250 to do the background check with Google and the application, but I'll only charge you $100 since you're already doing local. So today you just pay $299. That'll cover the application and your monthly for the local SEO on your site. And then once you pass the background check and you're ready to start receiving leads, let us know, and then they'll charge you the $572 and give you that guaranteed minimum of 13 leads.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Well, I want to keep what we got right now, and I want to see how this other company, I got them for 2 months right now.
Okay.
I signed an initial commitment for 2 months, and if they're not doing like I think they should, or if I'm not getting enough work,
yeah,
then I would like to do it.
Yeah, I'll cut you a deal on it because, you know, I mean, I can tell you're already exhausting expenses there, and I could tell the Lowe's thing kind of hit you where it hurts. So.
Oh, it hurt me bad. Yeah. I got a few jobs left, and then I'm done with them there. No longer getting anything else. Yeah.
All right.
I cut pretty deep. Like I said, I got 7 crews, and they got families. You know,
okay, I want to run this by you. My supervisor sent me a message, too, to offer this. So it is a 3-month verbal commitment. She said that if you wanted to prepay the 3 months, you could do it at $537. It'll basically save you about $60 over the next 3 months. Do you want to do that?
No, I'll just keep it how it is.
All right. Yeah, because I'm like, if he doesn't like it, he can always cut ties and just.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. So I'm going to process your first month's payment.
Now, I do got a question. How long would it be until, like, you could start seeing that when you search Google? You said it's going to be a little bit?
Yeah, it'd be about a month, realistically.
Okay.
I like to under-promise. If you get it up there sooner, I mean, you're happy, right? But
that company called me and said, hey, it'll probably be 3-4 weeks before you're getting leads come in, and I've already got 2, so.
Yeah, and I see that all the time, too. You know, a lot of times you get guys that get it sooner, but I'm in that habit. I don't want to give you the expectation that in like 2 weeks you're going to get a call, because if you don't get one, you know, then it looks like I lied to you to get you to use the service, you know,
yeah,
and they record everything. So
I
don't want to do that. Then we end up losing you. Lying doesn't get you anywhere.
No.
All right. So your payment cleared. Should get a username and password for a tracking system. We have an app. If you go to App Store, doesn't matter what kind of device you have, you just go to App Store. It's called Local Splash. That has a whole CRM in there and the Google Voice tracking number hooked up to it. So it'll save all the leads, and then if they leave a message, it'll stay in there. The tracking number, they'll give it to you during your client interview tomorrow at 10. The tracking number, we want you to save that in your phone under your business name. Or potential lead. So that way we have it attached to all the online listings, and when they call you, it'll forward to your phone in real time, but the caller ID will let you know it's different from like a personal call, you know?
Okay.
That way you don't confuse them or forward and miss something. Okay, but you should have an outline of the agreement there in writing, and then also the UN and password as well. And then the verification form is also going to come through to you. Fill that out and then get it back to us as quickly as you can.
Okay.
It's pretty easy.
I got a couple bids I work on tonight, and then I'll do that tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, with the weather, like you said, I mean, it should be give you something to work on, at least still progress the business in a different way.
Yeah.
Boom, no Facebook. All right, updated future billing. So it's just that $199 indefinitely. Dot the I's and cross the T's here. Client interview tomorrow at 10. Okay. All right, and then it's asking me to confirm that you received the SMS messages.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, perfect. So pretty much your homework tonight is just sign your subscription terms. They're going to email you the verification form. I would download the app, log into it at least once, and maybe get familiar with it, because that's going to be your best friend to make sure that you're not missing anything.
Okay.
Okay, and then you have my direct number and extension. If you can, I also sent you an email for the logo, so we can have that uploaded to the website. And then if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or need help, just reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Stay safe out there. I know the weather's going to be a little crazy the next couple of days, so stay warm.
Yep.
And
all right, thank you.
Actually saw Chicago on the news this morning, actually. It looked horrible. New York, too.
Yes. And Chicago didn't even get as bad. We got more of his. I'm right outside St. Louis. We got a little worse than they did.
Ooh.
Usually, it's usually the opposite, though.
I got stuck in a storm in St. Louis, actually. My sister worked at Barnes Jewish Hospital out there.
Yep.
And I went out to visit her, and it was like 2 feet of snow. It was the worst snow I've ever been in my life. I was like, take me back to California. I can't believe people do
that.
Yeah,
I imagine. California. My sister just moved to Florida down by Siesta Key, Florida, and I'm like, she's wanting me to move down there. And like, we've been down there 3 times last year.
Florida's nice. Yeah, it's super nice. It's 73 degrees, and it's like 420 over here, so it's pretty solid. Yeah, we get like summer weather almost year-round. It kind of sucks sometimes. It'll be January, and you're like, why is it so hot?
I wouldn't complain about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm over here complaining, and you know, obviously I'm a guy. The only times I go to the snow is voluntarily. All right, Chris. Well, enjoy the rest of your night, and then look out for our call tomorrow at 10, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.